Second Shir in Gittin, Ches El Hatov Shin Lamed Ches, September
10th, 1978. Only Chutzlo Retzmachin, he has to say it for that. All right. So it appears from this Mishnah, it's in the Mishnah, he's talking of the kings, of the Shri Abdelivu, and he gets from Rechem, so obviously, in Rechem they are Jews, otherwise Shri wouldn't mention it. The old Islamic Islamic collapsed on him, but in Rechem Teirin, we reviewed the Mitamim, the Shingeirin Mitamim, so that the Kambi says, now, a kesem of inochis of the goyim is not mitamim. So, if let's say we have some from Rechem, so they're not mitamim. Because the ksomim obviously from nochios. The rebuke mitamim, the shindir mitoy, so we see that there are no Jews in Rechem. And if the concept of today, so what kind of Jews do we have? Jews who do not observe anything. So, I'm not sure what from this Mishnah it seems that they are Jews. Jews who observe too. In other words, the descent they get. I'm not sure. Iksom, imam iksom imshom, the ilkechov imhei. Yisroi matzmi im gizmei. So it's not a pshat that we reckon that no Jews, they are Jews. But we cannot attribute iksomim to the Jews. To the Israelis, because Mahmatliyev, they don't leave it exposed. Now here, the kesem was found on a bed that was left open, accessible to everybody, so it must have been left by a woman who does not observe Tzviyas. So it's not by the Jews of Rechem, so it's by the Goyim of Rechem. But in Rechem, they are Jews in Rechem. We review them in Tamei, Mirlei, the Eison Shelea Gintiras in the Jehovim in Gir Vitei Uleilam Yisroel Naum. And Rebuda says, no, Rebuda is also made it. There are many Jews who observe the Torah, but there are certain Jews who deport themselves completely like Goy, completely assimilated. But they are, and these assimilated Jews, they don't sort of comply with the Tzvias of this Israel, so they leave the Ksomim accessible to everybody. So the Melee is possible that this Kesem was from a Jewish woman who dealt by the Goyek, but since he's Jewish, so the Melee, it is Mitam. Alright. So there's no Kashi, but there are many Jews in Israel. But we couldn't attribute the Ksomi to the Jews because they will not leave it open to everyone. All right, now.
Well, isn't what the Messiah said?
Yeah, all right. It's a good question. So, what is it? I mean, is it a machlekes in Mitzias? In other words, whether those who report themselves like going are Jews or not Jews? What is it? In the Mitzias, it's what it is. I mean, sometimes we do find the machlekes in Mitzias, but it's very seldom that we find the machlekes in Mitzias, and especially this kind of Mitzias. I mean, this can be verified. I mean, who are they? What, are they Jews or are they who are assimilated or are they going? Now, there is Rashi. What does it mean when the Gemara says, "You need a"? What does it mean? Gerim mitoy. What does it mean, toy? So there is two different pshat in Rashi. Rashi in the So Rashi immediately is in the forest. What does it mean, Mikayim? The Mikayim, in other words, they are so ignorant and Kimatzvim is Israel. That they don't even know, they're not even conscious that there are certain norms of spheres which a human being is to adhere. I mean, they are not conscious. Taking in the sense, they are not conscious of spheres to which they have to adhere. In other words, if they had been conscious, so they wouldn't leave the Sony accessible to everybody. But they are so assimilated with the Goy that they don't know of any spheres. That's the Pshat of Torah. This is Rashi. Rashi will come in. On the place, so the Mishnah is cited here, Rav Yehuda Mitamei, you play a Rubon Gehri, you play Shein. So, the Rubon Gehri, the Domo Mitamei, Uchi Yisroel, Elo Shein Tei, Vilei Adi Mechuk Yisadochim, Vahari Yisroel Mun. In other words, so where is Rashi, he explains Tei, in the sense, they don't know of any tzliyas on the mail. They are very likely to leave the Ksomim exposed and accessible to everybody. Rashi Bokam explains, in other words, they are so ignorant, so they deport themselves like Bohim, and they do and they worship Avodah Zarah. V'nei Agim b'chukis Anochim, v'arei Yisrael Munah. So it doesn't mean chukis Anochim, let's say other Averes. They need Chazah. Because then he wouldn't say Varei Yisroel Mumer. Yisroel Mumer, and Mumer Lav Nizore is a Mumer. So Rashi means saying they are Ivid Av Nizore Mach Masinos. That's what he means. Now, and the Rashi, in Borokame, so in explaining the Tanakame, who says, Kolak Somim Agoyim Rekim Teirim, so Rashi says, Iyo Sherubo Nochri, Vidam Nochris, Toya mit der Reis, ich sieh da bei uns die Israel nicht auf die Tazkia wie Ola, was Israel mit Tame will Eide, wie Nide, will Eide noch, wie Apel gab, wie Rabon Kosal im Schick, die Sonne mit Altis mehr Leugos, doch so mit dem Israel gefei mit Rabon, mit der Reis ist dann hier in Seko und Psoak sind, schitter hier die Gruppe, die Leute sind sehr und bewegt doch, war du roh, so mit Gruppe, aber nun sag es nicht, wo Gott dann noch ist, du mehr wie die Lach. Alright. So, Rashi says, and explaining the Tanakame, Rashi says, the Kamei Tzadiyah Shuru Benoch, in explaining Rav Yehuda, it says Rav Yehuda Mitamei Mipnei Shehei Rubon Geire, Mipnei Shehei Rubon Geire. So, Rashi says that there is a machlokes between Tanei Kamei and Rav Yehuda, whether they are Rubon Israeli or Rubon Geire. So, now, according to Rashi, says, came in. They are telling, they don't comply with spheres. So Rashi does not say there is a machleket between Tanakam and Rav Yehuda as to whether in Rekem, so it's Rubon Israel or Rubon Noch. So it could be that according to Rashi Pshat Nide, there is no machleket in the Mitzvahs. It's Rubon Noch, as the Tanakam says. But Rav Yehuda says, true it's Rubon Noch, but there is a mute. They have a number of apparent goyim who are really Jews. True, they are a mute, but it's a substantial mute. There are a number of assimilated Jews who look like goyim, who report themselves like goyim. Mimele, they don't hide their ksomim. So the question is, according to Rashi Mide, the machleket between Tanakam and Rav Yehuda is not the machleket Semitiyas. Not the machleket Semitiyas. But the machlokes between Tanakam and Rav Yehuda is as to whether we have to be cheshish. So So Tanakamis is inasmuch as Rubon is Nochrim, some mele to the mute of assimilating the Jews who are capable of exposing their some, but we don't have to hate it. Machine in the view that seems there is a substantial mute, a number of assimilated Jews who can be expected to abandon their summing like healthcare, expose it to everybody, so maybe we have to be. So it's not the machlokes mute. That's the Rashi. But the question is, Rashi will come. So Rashi will come in connection with the Tanakami. He says that Rekem can be a Shuruba Nochi. In connection with Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's a year Shuruba Ngele. So I mean, the Rekem is here. I mean, didn't the Chachamim know whether Rubon are Israeli, born Israeli, or Rubon again? So that's very special. Now, I heard from my son at Moshe a very remarkable shot that it's not a machlekes in Mitzvah, but it's a machlekes in Mitzvah. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis in Yevomis. Now, when he carries this guy here, so he has to undergo Mila Tefillah and Kabbalas Mitzvah. So Tesis Shite means that Kabbalas Mitzvah is Me'ak. In other words, if someone goes through Mila Tefillah and will not be in Kabbalas Mitzvah, so the Gevus is null and void. As if it didn't happen. As if it didn't happen. On the contrary, Tesis Shite Yevomis is that Kabbalas Mitzvah is even more humble than Mila Tefillah. Because Milan feel a day she can have it, it is affecting the Shalomikibes. If somebody will be Maurisa or be David, we should get us, Shalomikibes, they will not. So it's all there that it is affecting. Machinic couple is mitzvahs, if it's Shalomikibes, so in there it's in effect. This is what this is teaching. Oh, Tesis, that Memheim and Bates. Mili Tovla and Meduso. Teime. Normally, come on. Now, the Gemara says there was a certain person and everybody said about him that he was really not Jewish, that he was a bit of us. Why? Because they said about him so it wasn't just a call, but it was verified, it was established that the mother of this Italian Jew was never table with Shingles. Was never table with Shingles. So, Omar Bishwadali, Omar Rabase, really Tobu and Nibus. In other words, that he is considered Jewish. The Jew, that his mother was never developed with Shingles, but the mother was observing mitzvahs, and every time, every month, she went to village with Shingles. So, she observed mitzvahs, so every month, She went tefillah l'shem Yiduso, so mele she became a geiris to the tefillah that she made l'shem Yiduso. Even though the tefillah l'shem Yiduso is not in the presence of Pesach, so it appears from the Gemara that the Eved tefillah is affected even if it's not with the Pesach. And furthermore, now, this tefillah was not a tefillah shengeilus, it was a tefillah shenidus. So it appears from this Gemara that in order to become a ger, it's not necessary that the tefillah be explicitly lishayyadus. It has to be a tefillah lishayyadus because of the mitzvah ator. In other words, if somebody, if goy or goy, will immerse himself or herself in the mikveh just to refresh himself or herself, then it's not a good tefillah. But if, let's say, a goy was developed herself with shenidus because of the din ator that the mikveh has to be developed, so it's a tefillah with shenidus, even though it wasn't explicitly with shenidus, so it's also a good tefillah. So that's why, so we see two chidushim in this gemara. Number one, that tefillah, the eved is effective even if it's not the tefillah. Number two, that even if the tefillah was not explicitly lishayyadus, but lishayyadus, so it's a good feeling. And then Ahuda Habikoli Bar Amoy, someone who was treated like a Jew, and then it was found out that he never was stable lishayyadus. Omar Bishir the lady Mili Tobel the Kalyan. He was an observant Jew. So true, he never made it tefillah lishayyadus, but he made it tefillah lishayyadus because of the minhag yadus, because of the mitzvah of yadus, tefillah lishayyadus. So mainly it was eilei lishayyadus also. Oh, so Tate says that the kasha came in Domal Kamon, the Geatzor of Shlisha, the Mishnah Tzivay. So then Tate gives the Teretz, the Yeh Shlima, the high depend on Shlisha, high deli kabolas al mitzvahs, avoloi lishayyadus. So the issue is that Kabbalah's mitzvah is even more humble than tefillah. In other words, Kabbalah's mitzvah is nothing. Without Kabbalah's mitzvah, so it doesn't come here. And even if there is Kabbalah's mitzvah, but if there is no benefit by Kabbalah's mitzvah, so it's not here. But really, tefillah is also naki, but shleisha doesn't require. And Mila and Tfilah does not have to be Lishayyadus Mamish. It has to be Lishayyadus. The Rambam Shiti is the counter. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that Mila and Tfilah have to be Mishleisho. And if it's not Mishleisho, so then it's ineffective. It's null and void. So what do they do with the Gemara? Ahuda Mikoli Bar Maisi, Omar Abbas and Mili Tobul and Yuso. So the Rif and the Rambam explain it differently. Not that it's Tfilah Lishayyadus. Is a good tefillah for geus. In order that the tefillah should to affect geus, so the tefillah must be favorably shel geus. But here, a certain man was considered as a Jew because his mother, so was Jewish. But then the rumor started to circulate that his mother never went to tefillah. So Rabasa said, we should not pay attention to such a woman. Because if we see that this woman always goes tefillah to Sol, so it's right that everything, why does she go tefillah to Sol? Because she wants to conform to the Torah. So it's right that this woman has no basis. So it's right that there was tefillah, but the people of the town just didn't know. That doesn't mean that the people of the town have to know. Of the tefillah, maybe the tefillah took place 20 years ago, and there was a best tour, but the people today don't know about it. They won't be fastened it. So in other words, according to Tesla's, so the tefillah when you do so itself affects Eos. According to the Rambam, the tefillah when you do so itself doesn't affect Eos. It has to be tefillah in Eos mamish, and it has to be with the best. But here, we are talking of a person who was for a long time he was considered a Jewish. And then all of a sudden a rumor started to circulate. He's a God. That the mother never went to tefillah. So Rabasa said, since everybody knows that the mother is a Shemeres Mitzvah, and that she goes every month to tefillah, when he do so it's a riot that she did go to tefillah and be famous, so the people don't know about it. But if we did establish that the Enoch Aname, she didn't go with tefillah, or even if she did go with tefillah, she gave, but it wasn't with the medicine, so then it's not a good gift. On the other hand, the Shittas Rambam is that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not the act. So in other words, most of the daily today that are take place, that are handled by conservative rabbis or even very orthodox rabbis, doesn't make any difference. Is Giyoshalik Aloha, it doesn't make any difference. In order to be Giyoshalik Aloha, it doesn't have to be handled after by a conservative rabbi. It can be handled by a very orthodox rabbi. It's Shalik Aloha, it's Shalik Aloha. So the overwhelming majority of the Gaels today, I would say at least 90%, all of America, is Giyoshalik Aloha. But there is one type of Giyoshalik Aloha that the Chathile were not allowed to be in Gaia, but the Eved, the Gaels, is in effect the Gaels. There is another type of Giyoshalik Aloha that not only the Chathile were not allowed to do it, but even the Eved is not effect. So, let's say, so most of the Gaels, who are Gaia by heart, who are Gaia by heart, that's Rabboni. And then, after the Gaels, they deport themselves, like Goyim, no Shabbos, no Kashrus, no Tarzan Shmosa, nothing. So according to the Rambam, they are Gaia. According to Tesis, they're not Gaia. According to Tesis, they're not Gaia. Now, Tesis, look here, this, there is a machlekes between, a machlekes tanoim in regard to the kusim, whether kusim they are emissary or kusim they are oisi. Why? So one Tana says, the Atanoim who say, Kusim Gere, Agoye say, why? Because the Pasuk says, Melohe, Esel, Kimo Yirei, Vesel Eye Mo Yirei. So after they were Messiah, the Kusim, Adi Shemroni. So they were going whom Sanherev brought over from other countries, and he settled them in Eretz Yisrael. And then they were attacked by the lions. So in order to ward off any attack by the lions, so they won't megaya themselves. But after they won't megaya themselves, so the posik is made as a legitimo yoreim, they fear that it is vocal, but as a legitimo yoreim, they continue to worship the idols anyway. So there is a machlekes, whether kusim yirem is saying or kusim yiravo is. Now, if we say kusim yiravo is saying, so the kusim are going, mut. If we say kusim yirem is saying, they are Jews. Now we pass through like the Mandoma Kusim Yeremes, except that the Deir Shal Rabame, so the Hachomim were okay there, that they should have a din of Yah. But Midrash said, until the Takkone by Rabame, so we pass through like the Mandoma Kusim Yeremes, in Darius. So, here in the Gemara Mavakame, in the same Sukhi, the Gemara mentions also the Machlekes, where the Ligabi Kusim, or the Kusim Yeremes say, Kusim Yeraisi. So one Mandoma says, Kusim Yeraisi. They are not there. They are not the Pasim of the Sibir, the family of the woman, Haloch and the Kremes, Kulon, Han Mileche, she is Gaia on the Gamma. Abodire, Arai is the Hoche, when is Gaia on the Gamma. It is simply because of the Shevo Yereim, Vesel Keye Boyei. So in other words, so he says, because the Gemara says that we are not allowed to be Gamma here, if he is Miss Gaia himself out of the Ulterior Motive. Because he fell in love with the Jewish girl, or if a goye wants to be Misgaya herself because she fell in love with Bachur Nachur in Israel, so we are not allowed to be Misgaya. But suppose the only Misgaya, so the Gaius is half. There is no shadow about the Gaius. So he has the Kashi. So why do many Tanoim say Kusim Yahweh say? But everybody says, Aloha the Gereemis, say, Hanan Mile Hashem Misgaya on the Gam. Aber der Ahoi ist der Hoche, wo ihn ist geil, wo ich habe. Die dir sieht, wie Koh, es hat die Schemo Yorei, des Elohi, es der Selohei Yem Oyoi. So when do we say that even though someone is misguided out of the ulterior motive, so he's still a good girl, he's a good girl, if he's misguided out of the ulterior motive, but once he's misguided, he's a Shema Mitzvah. Mashiach can hear the pussy, they were misguided out of the ulterior motive, and after the Geus, they continue to worship idols. So in Mele, the Geus is not even affected there. Then they say, Umandoma Geremes. So the question is, why does one Mandoma say Geremes? And that's why you ask me the Geremes. So bad with safety is Gai Romigam. So this is saying, in this thesis is mentioned, Yvomes, in whom, in three places, this is the same thing. So, Teisa says that the Mandoma who says Kusim Geremes, why the Geremes, that at the end, they were misguided, and they gave up that result. Only the first few years after the deluge, they continued to worship on this altar. But after a few years, they gave up on this altar. The implication being that if the Kusi had never given up on this altar and they had died, as if they are the Zohar, then everybody would agree that they are not there. Why? Because Kabbalah, one of the ingredients of Deus, according to Tetzvet, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to Tetzvet, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more humble than Bilu Tvile. All the three are Me'atim. But Bilu Tvile is effectively Shaloi Bifibes. And this has to be Bifibes. So Me'atim, so Kabbalah's mitzvahs, basic shipping is Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of rituals by saying I hereby undertake to observe all the mitzvahs. It has no word if there is rituals. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means must be followed by commitment. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is followed up by shiras and mitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not followed up by shiras and mitzvahs by commitment to the Torah, then it's just lip service, so it's nothing. So the Geus is no Geus. And the reason is why Woman Doma says that the Rem is because we've seen this guy with Gamble. I said, when in the Chum Shia, so I said, I mean, and it cannot be explained any other way. Teisa doesn't mean Woman Doma be Rem is, so that we've seen this guy with Gamble, that they went through a new Tvila and a new Mila. So why does Woman Doma say, Kusim Gira? What do you say? So this guy with Gamble means that at the beginning, when they were Mizgayah, they continued for a few years to worship idols, as the Pasuk is made of them. But then at the end, so they give up the avodah zarah. So in many ways, that's the machlokes. So it's not the machlokes in its years. That's the machlokes. In view of the fact that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an essential ingredient for Geus, and without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so the Geus is null and void. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs cannot consist of mere lip service. So in order to be considered Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it must be translated in action. It must be followed up by a commitment. So the question is this. Suppose there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and at first it is not followed up by commitment, but ultimately it results in commitment. So that's the machlokes. So the Mandoma who says, Kusimia, what are you saying? So when is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if it is immediately translated into commitment? But if at first, so there is no shiras mitzvahs, but later on, after a few years, they become shiras mitzvahs, so then they require new geus, and new geus they didn't go through a new geus, so in Mele there is no geus. Madama who says to Sigurd, say, as long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs ultimately results in shiras mitzvahs, so then it will be good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Even though for a certain period there was no shiras. Anyway, so we see according to Tetzvet there is a machlokes between Madoma who says Kusi Gira, he say, and Kusi Gireyemese, and Kusi Gireyemese, and we fasting like the Madoma Kusi Gireyemese. We fasting like the Madoma Kusi Gireyemese. So that means that Kabbalah's mitzvahs there has to be, but. As long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to result in shiras mitzvahs, and as long as it ultimately results in commitment, so then it is a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Meila, this is the pshat according to Rashi Bolotami. Not that they're according to Rashi Bolotami in regard to Lech. So there is a machlokes in mitzvahs. There is no machlokes in mitzvahs. You see, the Tanakhama says that it's in Yoshua Benoch. Even though, if you were to count all those assimilated Jews who call themselves Jews, all those assimilated who apparent Jews, so you would have Rubom Geirim. But you see, you just had a mute of real Jews. And then you had the majority of the inhabitants of Reken. So were human beings who were Mizgayeh, and they were Mekabel Mitzvahs. El Shem Tei, V'neyagi L'chukis Anochi, V'arei Yisroel Umer. What does it mean, V'neyagi L'chukis Anochi? It doesn't mean that they don't observe Kashrus. It means that they are Mizrahim. what Rashi emphasizes, Elohim Tevet, what does it mean? Sometimes you can find a girl. A girl who is misguided and he really wants to be Tabumitz. He wants to be Tabumitz, but he's so ignorant he doesn't even know what mitzvahs are. But if he'll be told that this is against the Torah, so he'll immediately give it up. But he was not told that this is against. So these so-called Jews never became committed Jews. Why? Not that they defied the Torah. They were willing to comply with all the mitzvahs at all. But they were so ignorant that they didn't even know that it's against the Torah to worship idols. So that's why the Buddha calls them Tei. Eloshem Tei. Vinei Adim Bechukis Anochi. Varim Kisroel Mumer. So the Tanakhama says, inasmuch as Adam is off, Yish Kulo Kineges Polatere Kule, and Mumel Adam is on, is Mumel Polatere Kule, and in the Chumash here, we pointed out that if someone is a Jew who is an evil Abizor, even if he's a Christian Ishbo, he still hasn't been of a Mumul Hatirekul. He still hasn't been of a Mumul Hatirekul. Even though he's a Christian Ishbo, he's anonymous, he doesn't have a Shem Roshe, but a din of a Mumul Hatirekul, he is. So the Tanakhama says, since Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an important ingredient, and if it's true there was Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but it never resulted in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. They remained in Lavrizoi. True, they were such gaily that had they been taught, they would become Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But they were so ignorant, no one ever enlightened them about the Torah, and they remained in their ignorance. So they remained in Lavrizoi for the rest of their lives. So the Tanakhama says, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lacking. True, they could have become Jews if somebody had enlightened them. But the fact is that no one enlightened them. So Memele, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs element was not realized because it never resulted in commitment. This is Tanakhama. So Memele, they say, the Tanakhama says, they did not become Jews. But the Yehuda says, no. Since they were all becoming mitzvahs, and they were willing to comply with mitzvahs, and if any Jew had enlightened them, and they told them, that Abizore is against the Torah, they would have abandoned Abizore. But no Jew enlightened them. So Machmas Toev, Machmas Ignorance, they are Neagim Bechukis Anochi. So Memele it's considered that there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and they are Jews. So in other words, it's not a Machlekes in Mitzies, but it's a Machlekes in Edim. Now, we can say this Pshat, in Rashi, according to Teisish. But according to the Rambam Shite, that Kabbalah's mitzvah is not even Ratei, so then we have to, according to the Rambam, we have to explain the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehudah the way Rashi explains it Nide. In other words, according to Rashi Nide, so the Shaila is, so true, there is Rov inhabitants are going, but there was a major portion of the population that were named like goyim. They were named like goyim, and they did not comply with the tzniyas. So the question is, do we have to be changed for that major mute or not? So that's the machlekes. So according to that pshat, it would be mashma. According to Rashi's pshat, so we would mashma that country. According to Rashi's pshat in Mubakame, so that means that in regard to that child, suppose someone in Kabbalah says, and he's really, you have such gerim too. Gerim are produced in the United States and changed in the same way, as everything else is inspect and chain in the United States. So gerim are also produced and chain. So you have all kinds of gerim. You have gerim that do not have the intention to become committed Jews, and no matter how much you guide them, they will still not abandon their lifestyle to which they adhered before they were misguided. And you have gerim who, while they report themselves like going moving, if somebody had approached them and had been encountered them and then told them what Torah is, they would become Jews. So the question is, so it's a very relevant child. What about these? Well, first of all, there is a shaila, even in connection with the Galen, who are not willing to become committed Jews, with all the guidance. So according to the Rambam, they are Galen. According to Teisves, they're not Galen. And then, even according to Teisves, that when there is no Shira Samitzves, so the Galen is null and void, suppose it is the kind of a Gea who is not a Shema, not a committed Jew, but he's not a committed Jew because of ignorance. He just doesn't know. He doesn't know what Shabbos is. He doesn't know anything. But if he would be approached and would be told, he would become a Shema Mitzvah. I know of such instances too. So the question is, does he have a din of a Jew or not? So, according to Rashi's Pshat, in Borokami, it's a machlokes between Tanakami and Rabbi, and the Allah is like Tanakami. So it would mean that he's not a Ger. According to Rashi's Pshat in Libe, so the machlokes is as to whether we have to be Cheshish or not for these Gerim. But if we knew that is, so Tanakami says we don't have to be Cheshish in the Kesset came from those Geiras. But if we knew that the Kesset originated with those Geiras, those Nochis who were Mizdaya and who deported themselves like Goyim, since they are only Teim, so then it would be Mitame. So according to Rashi's Pshat, it's Mashma, that even if we assume that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Mati, so but if there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah, but the Kabbalah's Mitzvah does not result in any Shmiras HaMitzvah because of ignorance, and if the Ger would be told what the Mitzvah HaTorah is, he would start observing those Mitzvahs, so then he's considered as Mikvarud Melud. Emery, she is the Lud, we are shining on the Aval P. She always saw Mikvah's Kvarudi, Al Shem Melud, she always saw him go to me, after the whole head of Lima before the Nechta of the Nechta. Billy Hoshi, she would ask. Now, what's Kvarudi Melud? That's my voice. So the V says, so why is the V was bothered by a certain Kashi? The important thing is that even though it is so close, that it's even enclosed movement within the borders of the Eretz Yisrael, whatever movement means. We saw that took shot in the mirror. One shot is that movement means it's surrounded by three sides by Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that it's within the 2,000 Amu Reyes, that was in Shabbos. So whatever Mughal means, so the important thing is here that Rabbeza is telling us, the Chiddush of Rabbeza is that even if Shtiyah delivers again from Kfar Ludi, which was Chutzlot, but it was so close that it was even Mughal in Zechtrumi Eretz Yisrael, he has. See, he still has to say for that. So why does he have to say Rebbeza Achim Mitvaludi Mulud? Rebbeza Achim Mitvaludi. Why does he, the destination in which he delivers the get is of no importance. The import of significance is the place from which he delivers the get, not the place in which he delivers the get. So why did he say Mikvaludi Mulud? Let him say Mikvaludi. Difference it made where that even if the get was executed in Kvaludi, which is Muglev Zetumish Eretz Yisrael, and delivered it in Eretz Yisrael, so what difference does it make? Where delivers it? Whether it delivers Mulud or Hebden or Yerushalayim? What difference does it make? The important thing is that even if it is brought from Kvaludi, why did it mention Kvaludi? So apparently, Kvaludim, the connection between Kvaludim and Lud was like the connection between Chicago and Skokie. So it's a, now you have a number of Jews in Skokie now, but all the Jews who live now in Skokie, at first they lived in Chicago, West Rogers Park, in Hollywood Park, in Peterson Park, and then they moved to Skokie. So there is a great connection between Skokie and Chicago. So the same thing was true of Palmudim and Ruth. In other words, that not only it's a chiddush, that even if a shliach delivers a get from Palmudim, and where does he deliver the get? To Ruth. And all the inhabitants, the present inhabitants, residents of Palmudim, originally lived in Ruth. They originally lived in Ruth. But then, within the last few years, they moved from Lulu to Palu. So you could say, you could have a very strong case that there should be a requirement for that. Why would the Chachomim misakim for that? Shmuel, Tzunikami. But here, it was sent by someone who originally lived in Lulu. And it was sent to Lulu. So there is certainly great communication between Lulim and Lut. I mean, all the people came from Lut. So there is great communication. So it's a mitzvah. So still, shall we tachle b'dinas hayam? So Rabbi Elazar says that we have to say for that. Alright. The Rabbi Meir of Peirish, the Rabbi Elazar is kashir, kidam il, achar Rabbi Elazar Lut. Because Rabbi Elazar at the time lived in Lut. That's why he mentioned Lut. But the Rambam doesn't make any difference where it is brought, whether it is brought in Lut or it is brought in Yerushalayim or it is brought in Chevron or in Chevron. But what he mentioned is, when literally, the coach who shall be sorry for us, he had to look at the company in the Zayar, the Arts Israel. The Pshit Yid, the Arts Israel, boy. So why should he mention the company? The company doesn't say, I may be getting this Yam the Arts Israel. Because where does the company live? He lives in the Arts Israel. So in the middle, he doesn't say, oh, it's not such a strong cash point. The Ashkelon Kidor, so Ashkelon and southward of Ashkelon is Chutz La'aretz. And even you only wish the ability to get from south of Ashkelon. And Ashkelon included. So he has to say Ponech. So that means that Ashkelon is on the border of Eretz Yisrael, but itself has a Dinah Chutz La'aretz. Vish Yoram Etam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael, Yoram Yishua, Zizoret, Alisheretz, Ha'avishdeini, Vashkeleini, וכסיב יפילו לי ישראל ונח לו כאשר תביא סורך והכך לו בנו כתכסיב לי שייפטים והיו כתיו דסאז ובסאז לו לבית גבולו. So it's mentioned in שייפטים that Ashkelon Yehudo was Kevesh. So it's Eretz Yisrael. How is it the Mishnah says that it's Chutzla? Now, the Rebobah lo yitok shuwa. Kikom abdur kamad yuchul. Shon, Mitzrayim, Lekop Shon Bobel, Ukach, in Kalm Chachom and Mitzoyim Shon, then what he did in Kvoyim Shon. In other words, there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. Now, we'll be here. I mean, it was printed years ago in the journal of Shisab Sokhon. he was in Israel Kiddush, but in the governor were also Kiddush. And then there is another type of Eretz Israel, that they were in Israel more Kiddush, and they were in governor were not Kiddush. Now, there is a difference between in regard to the Kiddush of Shema, that Yehoshua was in Kiddush Eretz Israel, so we pass the Kiddush of Shema, Kiddush of Shaito, below the Kiddush of Shaito. That means that the Kedusha that was realized in Eretz Yisrael through the conquest of Eretz Yisrael by Yehoshua came to an end with the Golas by Yisrael, with the Chorban by Yisrael by Yochanan. It came to an end. Now, so that means that in the 70 years intervened between the by Yisrael and by Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael had no Kedusha. No Kedusha. Then, when Kodesh, King Cyrus granted the license to the Jews in Babel and Korah to go to Israel and build up Eretz Israel and to settle in Eretz Israel, and ultimately they were granted the license to build this Hamikdash. So then Ezra and Nehemiah and Chagaschar and Malachi were again in Kadesh Eretz Israel. That was the second mission. But how did Kohen capture Mitzrayim and capture Babel? So the Melee, those places that they were Mitzrayim were Kedesh and the Rebobel were not Kedesh, so have no Dusha now, because the first Dusha came to them. Now, most Rishonim passed that the second Dusha is each of the Shaita of Kishon Spot, but the first Dusha is each of the Shaita of Kishon Spot. So the Melee, so those places that the Rebobel were Kedesh, the Rebobel of Kedesh. I mean, Dafke the cities that there is so much pressure being exerted by Carter and the State Department and even by many Jews and even by so-called Jewish leaders that should give way to the Arabs. So Dafke these places are the places that the Rebobel of Kedesh that had Dushas Arabs. But there are certain places that the Lubavel were not Kedesh. So the Melech, they do not have Mishas Eretz Yisrael. Because too, after the Chorban by Yisrael, they had Mishas Eretz Yisrael. But with the Chorban by Yisrael, so then Tushe came to an end. And the second Tushe was never colonized. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that was true in Lubavel, and there is an Eretz Yisrael that Kopshuel is right, or Kopshuel. Now, as far as Tumis and Maestres is concerned, so Tumis and Maestres depends upon the Dush. Well, this is what I'm saying, but there are many other points. The Tumis and Maestres depend upon the Dush's orders, not upon the Shemer's orders, but upon the Dush's orders. And so, mainly, the places that Kopshuel is right and Kopshuel is right, like Bishon, so the Gemara Yochum says, "Look of Shul Yibaba." So the Melech seems the Kedusha Mishenu terminated, and the Kedusha Shniyo was never realized on Beishon. So Beishon is not higher than Tumis Ma'aser, because Mitzvah Sakuris Boretz like Tumis Ma'aser, Leke Chik Chavei, so require Kedusha songs. But then the Rambam says, "The Gabi Smicha." The Rambam says, "The Chanedrin, the Gabi Smicha." That now Smicha is only made in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not made in Chutz La'aretz. So the Rambam says that Kol Ani Kedesh and Kol Shel Mitzrayim are not Kishol and Kol Shel Bovel. Smicha Liyeg is there. Why? Because Smicha is not told in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Smicha is told in Shem Eretz Yisrael. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Shuti Kimashmoe. The land of the Jews. Of the Jews. What does it mean? The land of the Jews. Jews could, a group of Jews of multi-millionaires could buy all of Argentina, they could buy territory, land, and buy all of Argentina. So it wouldn't have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because then they'll have title, they'll have private title in Argentina, they'll buy part of Argentina. But Eretz Yisrael means that it belongs to clouds. In other words, the title is vested in clouds. And the Eretz Yisrael, a part from the private title that each Jew might have in a specific portion of land, because he's a descendant of Shmuel, he's a descendant of Yehuda, he's a descendant of Benjamin. So he might have title in a specific portion of land, in a small piece of land, but there is title to all of our Israel. It's vested in Klal Yisrael. So the Mele that gives it the Shem, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz of Yisrael. In other words, that belongs to the Jewish people, that belongs to the Knesset Yisrael. So the Mele, Smicha is not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Smicha is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what is the essence of Shem Eretz Yisrael? The fact, the title is vested in clouds. The title is vested in clouds. Now, so the Mele, regarding which is a clue is born, that is called the Indujas Eretz Yisrael. So the Kemish of Shom Tzai of Shom Yisrael, so does not have a clue of Eretz Yisrael. Regarding Smiche, so that is called in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So, the Gomes from Hanetzah, the book by Slishen, did not divest title from the Knesset Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael and the Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that first of all, as far as Eretz Kanaan is concerned, so that was given to the Obeis, and through the Obeis, so it belongs, it descended the Yerushe to Klal Yisrael. So the Mele, the Rambam says, Achuz HaSeilom. So the Rambam Chumash says, what is it in Achuz HaSeilom? That no kibush in the world by enemies can divest the title of all this world. So it's not shy to say that the kibush of Nuhadnetah divested the title that all this world had in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Achuz HaSeilom. So the Mele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Kanaan dates back to Avraham Avinu. Even before the Kibush Yerushalayim. So the Mele truly say, now the law is that Dusha Mishenu is Kisho Mishaito, Loi Kisho Mishaito, Dusha Shnio Kisho Mishaito, Vei Kisho Mishaito. So the Rambam raises the question, why is Dusha Shnio better than Dusha Mishenu? So the Rambam gives the teret, because Dusha Mishenu was on the Kibush. So the Mele is Dusha that is real, that takes effect. Through Kibush comes to an end with the Kibush of Goyim. Since the Dusha took effect in the Kibush by the Jews, so it came to an end for the Kibush by the Goyim. But the Dusha Shnio did not take effect through Kibush. There was no Kibush. They were not, until the Hashanoyim, so the Jews in the Baisheim in the Second Commonwealth had no independence, had no sovereignty. Only with the Hashanoyim they gained sovereignty. So there was no Kibush. So how was that soil established to Hazoke? Because they settled the parliament. So if the Kedusha takes effect through Kibush, then it comes to an end to the Kibush by the Goyim. But if the Kedusha takes effect through Hazoke, so it doesn't come to an end to the Kibush by the Goyim. So that's why Kedusha Mishenio is Kedusha Mishaito of the Goyim Kedushos Love, and Kedusha Shnio is Kedusha Mishaito of the Kedushos Love. That's in regard to the halachas like Tumas and Maistas and Sakuris Boret that are grounded in Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele that came in Shekhov Shil and Tzai of Shil and Bovel, there is no Mitzvah Sakuris Boret. Mashiach came Smiche, that is not in Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? That it belongs to the Jewish people. So it belongs to the Jewish people even before the Kibush Yerushalayim. It belonged. Eretz Yisrael was there because they didn't have the same. So even before the Kibush Yerushua, so the name of the Kibush Nebuchadnezzar could not negate the collective title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. So the name of Shem Eretz Yisrael remains. That's why the Rambam says that Tzmicha is made in all the kings, Shekoshua in Israel, and Lekoshua. Now the question is, here the Chachomim were mistaken that if someone brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, so he has to say before an actor from that. Or either Tami is because of Mishmo, the Tami is connected to the Tami. That's the Tami. But then, there was made, the Takonis Chachomim was made. So it's not Mistabea that every time Mishmiah delivers a get, so the best thing will appoint a group of experts to determine on its merit whether this particular village from which the get was delivered to Eretz Yisrael is in between the Kaimei Dachim and Shmona. I mean, so once the Chachomim made the Takoneh, so it's going blue. So to the town is because of Mishmor because it's in the Kaimei. But then there was a Takoneh that if a get is executed and delivered from Chutzloret, so we have to say Shliach has to say for that. The Tam is because normally in Chutzloret there are enemies in the Kaimei. But we are not at liberty to determine each situation and its merits, whether they are enemies in the Kaimei, not enemies in the Kaimei. So, I mean, that is obvious. So, Abu Tamashi is that on account of the fact that usually those places where the Rebobel, that the Rebobel were not Kaimish, so they know they weren't very common the Chachomim, they don't know what it means. So the mail in the time for the Chachomim was that before the next time should be based upon Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedusha, not from the point of view of Shemer. Anyway, so what do we have to consider here? Whether the get was executed in a Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not whether it was executed in Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shemel. So this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm talking about the Rebobel of Shul. You know, if the Chutz, that the Beis Shor, how the Kohen of Shul Mitzrayim, of Shul Rebobel, who talk it on the Chachomim Mitzrayim Shom, when you're going to live in Purim Shom. Aber Koshe, you reckon the Chag of Mash Maroch and Aber Chutz Loretz, וכסיב לישוע ויקצ'ו אסקודש בעולפתולי. So then you'll say the same terrors. Because here, Chutz Loretz means Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Bilei, tell me, not we come sure in Bobel, the Pesifrit, the Parshas, where you eke, Choshit, like in the Chag of the Kochish, of Shem Bobel. So the Mele, you shouldn't say, Bifonai, Nechta, Ubifonai, Nechta. You shouldn't say, Bifonai, and here, Rabbi Gamliel says, so you shouldn't say before a nechta, before a nechta. You shouldn't say before a nechta, before a nechta. And Rabbi Gamliel says, after maybe in a reckon a chagar, he has to say before a nechta, before a nechta. And Tanakhamu says, no, it's for a different reason, because of Aloch of Smuchet. V'yesh Lema, v'tchei reckon a chagar. ואיזה רגע לחג החסיקה בעברו, ויש לי קודש בישור, מיטב מיום, ורגע לחג בו בארץ של אבי מלך, ולפליש, ואיזה יויו בארץ ישראל, ומסדומה, בעברו ויצחוק הורידורי בארץ ישראל. So in other words, so רגע לחג בו, it's mentioned, connection with Abraham of Binu. So that was in Eretz Yisrael, what's the right? Because that was pushed Avron the Yitzchok for a certain time they dwelled in Plishtim, and Plishtim was about to start. As a matter of fact, the Goyim, out of the devotion to us, so they called out the soil Palestine. Why Palestine? Because the Philistines many times fought against the Jews, so and they occupied certain cities about the soil. So because of that, the justice of the Goyim dictated that Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, is really the land of the Philistines. That's why it was called Palestine. But Esau said the same thing. I mean, that Plishtim is Eretz Yisrael. So Palestine, Eretz Yisrael, is Hanah. So they say, oh, you're Eretz Yisrael. You stole it up. What means or go you don't be Eretz Yisrael? Well, you sure not be Mash. The Plishtim Eretz Yisrael. They say, like in the Chago, or you're Maromish Eretz Yisrael. The Plishtim b'Marove, the young Plishtim that the Mediterranean Sea young Plishtim. The young Plishtim who grew Marov Shal Eretz Yisrael. We reckon, we have the Masnitz, no you have a Mizra. He don't mean on reckon the Mizra. So it's different records. So it's different records. So, Ramtam says, the Tegach Aname, there are two records. There is a reckon that is the Mayrov, and that is the soil Mamish. And it is even Kofshur in Babel, and then there is another reckon that is Mizroch, and that's Chutzlach. Now the question is, when he says, when the Tam says that the Rekem of the Mishneh is not the Rekem of the Plishni, so what is it? The Rekem on the east of Eretz Yisrael. So that's Chutzlach. What does it Tam mean it's Chutzlach? Does it mean it's Chutzlach Mamesh, like the United States, or it means he calls it Chutzlach because on Tam Shita is that Takonim for the Nechtam is contingent upon Chutzlach in the sense of Dujasat. And if something is Chutzlach in the sense of Dujasat soil, even though in the sense of Shemeat soil it's out of soil, so then vis-a-vis before Nechtam it is to be treated like Chutzlach. So maybe even the Rekem B'Mizroch has a Shemeat soil. But we got it from Nechtam. From Nechtam it's treated like Chutz Loretz because from Nechtam is a requirement in any place, that does not have Bishas Eretz Yisrael. As long as it is Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. That remains to be seen. Alright, now, he says, Teitzah says, that Plishti, that Rekem Chabot was in the Plishti, must have been in the Eretz Yisrael. What's the Raya? Well, it mentions another Raya, but one Raya is the Mistome Davon V'Yitzchok O'Yidom V'Eretz Yisrael. Why is Shotzi Mistome? Because, Chazal say, Ki Em Avrom Avinu Es Kol Atereko. So, Mimele, Avrom Avinu must have lived in Eretz Yisrael. But from this thesis, we can deduce a very important thing. Now, we just saw that there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there is a type of Eretz Yisrael, not in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. For example, Bishon. So, Kedusha Rishenu was realized there, Kedusha Shlio was not realized, Kedusha Rishenu was bottled, Kedusha Shlio was not bottled. So, in the Melee, there was no Kedusha Shlio. And Bishon, so Bishon has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, it was not there, a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So, Tumas of Yisrael depends upon Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Now, another thing that depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, is Egla Arufin. Egla Arufin is only there in Eretz Yisrael, not the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So, it's mentioned in the Rambam that every mocking that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Egla Arufin is made. Egla Arufin is made. So, the question is, how about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah that I say, mitzvah chiyuvis, to live in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's not in the Reise Chiyuvis. But I spoke about that, and it was also written in the Torah Shebaal Peh of Mishnah Rav Kook. So I show that according to the Rambam, there is also a key in Mitzvah the Reise in living in Eretz Yisrael. But whereas according to the Rambam, it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvis, according to the Rambam, it's only a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. So there is a Mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's imperative, and according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, what does it depend on? Does it depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? How about, can you be carrying the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael by living in Bishon? Or not? So there is a riot from this thesis. Thesis says, the mistomed avon v'yitzchok o'yidom in Eretz Yisrael. Why? How does this know? Why such a presumption? Because Kiyem Avraham Avinu is called Telekule. And one of the mitzvahs of Torah is Bire Eretz Yisrael. So the name Avraham Avinu certainly cannot be suspected of not fulfilling that mitzvah. So if we say that the mitzvah, the Kiyem HaMitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it depends only upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, then we can understand very well this is life. Because true, Avraham Avinu lived before Eretz Yisrael was miskadesh. Because when was Eretz Yisrael miskadesh for the first time? Through the Kibush Yeshua. Avraham and Yitzchok lived hundreds of years before the Kibush Yeshua. So Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Knoan as it was called, was not Kodesh, because it was not, it was not affected in the time of Avraham and Yitzchak. Eretz Knoan was not affected during the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael is here, because the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. In other words, so to whom was it given? To Avraham Avinu. So really the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Bris Min Hapsolim, when the Rebbe Gishon said to Avraham Avinu, Lezarecha Nasati. So Mimele, So, and takes it. So if we are going to say that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it is grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael Eretz Knoan Head, from the Bris Min Hapsolim, and so the name we understand, this is right. The Mistone Avraham v'Yitzchak, or you don't know about Israel. Why such a mistake? Because Kim Avraham Avinu is collateral kulei. But if we are going to assume that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael depends upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and if someone will live in Beishon, then Mekinik, Shekhov Shul Mitzrayim, Kulikov Shul Bobel, he will not be the kind of mitzvah of Yerash to be shouted for. So what's the raya that Avraham Avinu, how can they say Avraham Avinu would certainly not live in a place that is not Eretz Yisrael? Why not? Because Kim Kolatel Kulei. But the Kim Amitzvah depends upon Dushe. And even by living in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, so Avraham Avinu couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yerishtim Yishachtimbo. Kim Avraham Avinu is Kolatel Kulei, but something that we couldn't be Mekayim now, so it's not shy to say that Avraham Avinu trying to be Mikael. So it's Raya Bruma. From this day says that the mitzvah of here and out of soil does not require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then there is another Raya, I mean it's Mifuresh. First of all, the capital of Pharaoh says that the mitzvah of here and out of soil does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And even in the Kedis, Shekom Shul Yisrael, Shekom Shul Yisrael, there is a mitzvah of Yerish and Yishakom. But then the Ramban is in Ramitzvahs, where he mentions the Asoge, why the Ramban does not include the Tayat, the mitzvah of Yerish and Yishakom. So it says, Do Masha Amunim on Bisekeh, that Milchemes Mitzvah, the Milchemes Yeshua Yerbeish, Eime Milchemes Negezayram. So the Ramban explains that Milchemes Yeshua Yerbeish means the Milchemes Negezayram. The Ramban says, it doesn't. Zainam is a separate mitzvah, but when Gemara says Milchemes Yeshua Yerbeish, Gemara means any milchome to take possession of Eretz Yisrael from the goy. Even this marazeh is Milchemes Mitzvah. And why was Milchemes Yeshua Milchemes Mitzvah? Also because of Yerishtem Yishachtimbo. Yerishtem Yishachtimbo. Now, so we say that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishachtimbo is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So then we can understand as to why it was a Milchemes Mitzvah. Because when Yoshua started the war against the Zion army, at that moment, so Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knoan was not as yet Niskadim Dush Eretz Yisrael, because he became Niskadish through the war. But when he started the war, so it had no Dush, so the Dush took effect through the Kibush, through the Muhammad. So if we want to assume that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishachtimbo is grounded in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there could be a mitzvah now of waging the war to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is already Miskadesh. But how could Yeshua be mitzvah to be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? At the time when he started the war, it was not as yet Miskadesh. It became Miskadesh after all the wars of Yeshua. So it's a raya that the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Yishachtimbo has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it has to do with the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, after that, we have surely gone up. Kidikoma, we say this to this. Rababia, we have Nashi, Kidikoma. We feel it, we should all say, Pobich, we may be the Akko, we have Eretz Yisrael, וכי חבר מפטר רבונו מהדודי, ויעקי אבר מפטר מהדודי, לפי שעושו, לא צייס מארץ ישראל, לא צייס מארץ. So, and he says, So he says, Ramtam says, that Akko has to be kosher in both of us. The Rai is two Rai's. One Rai is Rabbi Abinashi, keep the Akko. Jehozo Abodecho es Aboneo, Besako Yechelun. Besako Yechelun. So it's a Rai that's kosher in both. So the Ritva says that this is no Rai. This is no Rai. Because even if it's very kosher in both, but Chibas Eretz Yisrael it is. Chibas Eretz Yisrael it is. So in other words, so we see, I mean the Machlokes, I don't know what the Machlokes is, but you see that according to Rabbi Tam, Chibas Eretz Yisrael, I mean Chibas Eretz Yisrael in the sense that the posik of Shirocha Avodecho, the Saboneo, the Sapo Yechenu, that he should kiss the stones and send, so that according to the ritual, it does not have to be based upon Dushe, even without Dushe, just the Kinyan upon Yisrael. So give endows Eretz Yisrael in Chibet, in the sense of Jirotza Avodecho es Avoneo, es Aforo es Avoneo, es Aforo Yechenun, and according to Rav Netam, so true, Shem Eretz Yisrael is of great significance, and as far as the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So Shem Eretz Yisrael is enough without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in order to have the Chibas of it, in the sense of Jirotza Avodecho, that requires dush. That requires dush. I mean, what is a person, what is a Jew kiss? A Jew kisses his Matoro, a Jew kisses his Suse. I mean, something that has dush. So, Mimele, if we say that Akko has dush, so then it's worthwhile to be kissed. But if he doesn't have dush, just the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't come within the possibility. That's Rabbi Tam's slot. So it shouldn't come within the posik of Kirotzo Abudecho es Aboneo Vesapon Yerim. So that's one Raya. But this Raya is not such a strong Raya, because the Ritva says, even if it doesn't have Bishas Eretz Yisrael, so it still has Chibas Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another Raya. With Philip, we should all say, Poruch Lemeim, Rediat, Lav Me'Eretz Yisrael, Ave, Lift, Rabbi Ma'adode, Ba'agav Mifna Ma'adode, Lifi Shos, Rotsin, Eretz Yisrael, Lechutz Loretz. Now, turn to the Gemara, Tafayim Bo. The Mishnah says, Tafayim Bo, Dalet, Harei Zegitel, in the Bosse, Mikana, Shreshiyei, he gives a gift to the Isha, to his wife, and he says, this gift should be effective if I don't come back. And he was heading northward, and he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, then you should be precious. In other words, if I do come back within 30 days, you should not be precious. So he reached Akko, and then he came back. He's big of noise. So the more as a cash, another bank. We made when the Akko did the Zayam kind. The Akkus Hayam Kaimu, because the Gemara assumed that the Megadesh stipulated only one time. In other words, you should be Megadesh, he said to his wife, if I don't come back within 30 days, that means, if I reach Chutzlot, and I don't come back, and for 30 days I don't return, then you should be Megadesh. But if I reach Chutzlot and I return, before 30 days expire, then you should not be refreshed. And he be a lack of return back immediately with, so it's Bechozar is Bito Knoi. So it's a Raya, the Akum is a Yam Kai. Vomar of Safre, Kavi Mifter, Avon Ma'adode, Vakam of Mifter, Mishim Yosor of Israel, Yisroel, Mishim Yosor of Israel, Kavi Mifter, Avon Ma'adode, Bito Salam, Shoyeru Kriyu, Mitei Rover of Israel, Kishachetu Bedeyev, כל חבריהם מארץ ישראל לאו נאסור עד עכו ומשום נפטור מהם שרוצו מבני ארץ ישראל רוצים לחוץ לארץ so רש אמפסייז שרוצו מבני ארץ ישראל you see apart from the myth of establishing domicile in ארץ ישראל so there which is incumbent upon everybody so there is a nisya to go out of ארץ ישראל but that nisya to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even for a moment, applies only to a resident of Eretz Yisrael. But someone who is a Ben Chutz La'aretz, but who just came to Eretz Yisrael to visit, he's allowed to go there. He's allowed to go there. She also in the Eretz Yisrael, Lotzeis Lechutz La'aretz. So the Chachonim, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who accompanied them, who escorted them, they escorted them after Akko, including Akko, and they entered Akko, and then they said goodbye inside Akko. So it's a raya that Akko will allow to enter the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So it's a raya that Akko is Eretz Yisrael, Amar Abaye, Freit Noe Kama, Imatin Oli Nesayam, Laugla Nikite, Im Shtayim Ebi Ukre, Tvoti Emi, Leasin Ela Dekite, Yala Akko Bechoza, Tvoi Nesayam Oti, Tvoi Shtayim Nami Ishtu Yir, Tvoti Emi, Tvoti Emi, So, the Gemara says that there is a Nisya, that the Hochemite, so we see that it's smoother for a person to walk out from Eretz Yisrael into Akko. So it's a raya that Akko so was kosher the problem. So what do we see from this coming down? First we deduce the raya that the sparad mitzvah of Yerushalayim nishavtem bo, so that doesn't depend upon Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Eretz Yisrael. But now in regard to the Yisya of also what is Eretz Yisrael Mechutz La'aretz, even for a moment, because we are coming with the Matalei, they were not allowed to escort them beyond that. Even if they had escorted them, let's say after Bobel, they would have gone back immediately to Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of Aveve would they have been there? The Aveve of going out for one moment from Eretz Yisrael, if Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even for one moment. So from this, isn't there a theory? Because we just saw that from this verse it appears that the mitzvah of the Yerushalayim of living in Eretz Yisrael, so it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Neilei one could argue, just as the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Shatavu, of living in Eretz Yisrael, is founded in Shem Eretz Yisrael, not in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and one could become the mitzvah by living in Beishon too. He doesn't have to live that in Yerushalayim, he can live in Beishon and become the mitzvah of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim Shatavu. So the Yisya of Ozalotis, for a Ben Eretz Yisrael, also what is Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, even for one moment, should also depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And if it will depend, and if it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, it should not be osir to leave a place that is kosher to Bavel and enter for a moment a place that was kosher to Bavel, was kosher to Mitzrayim. So what raya does Rabbi Tam have that Akko was kosher to Bavel? Maybe Akko was kosher to Bavel. Maybe Akko was like up sure in the Bavel. Maybe Akko was like up sure in the Bavel. And the Bavel is up sure in the Mitzrayim. So Mimele, that's why if I maybe get the Akko, so he has to say before the Nechtam, because the Takkoli before the Nechtam is based upon Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Dushi. Masheinke, vis-a-vis the Yisya, of Osawas is not the soil of Chutz La'aretz. That is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, just as the mitzvah of Dira is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of a high is that? So we see from this basis that Teisves distinguishes between the mitzvah of Dira Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah of the Yisya. There is a special Yisya. It's a special Yisya. It's an Yisya Rabban. And also what is Eretz Yisrael in the Chutz La'aretz for a Ben Eretz Yisrael. There is an Yisya Rabban. Of also what is Eretz Yisrael in the Chutz La'aretz. So the Yisya of also what is Eretz Yisrael in the Chutz La'aretz, even for a moment, that applies even to a going out for a moment from a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael into a place that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You see, because Rashi is it's a sakwa. חס, פוסק למד, ויחו חופה, פוסק למד חס. אני עד השם הלכיכם אשר יצא יש לי עשרה מארץ מצרים. לא שיש לכם עשרת כנעה, לי יש לכם מלכי. So this apostle is שכל השם. הדור בארץ ישראל, כמי שיהיה ישראל יקח, ובחוצרה שאין, וכל הייתי ממנו, כאילו אין לי דבר לזאת. כל הייתי ממנו, so there is a special aloha. כל הייתי ממנו, כאילו אין לי דבר לזאת. That's the basis for the Isa. Of also what is now to soil of this world. So the male, that Isa can apply in two ways. It certainly can apply to one who is Yetze from a place like the Shon that has a Shema out of soil, to a place that does not even have a Shema out of soil. And it also applies to someone who is Yetze from a place that has Gushas out of soil into a place that does not have Gushas out of soil, even though it has a Shema out of soil. All right. So I'm going to have the Akko is a Chetzi Boer and a Chetzi Bitzurus Boer. דיבוק אבירו שאו ורחמאי רבי צאט שבחוץ לאורץ והוא זו משען אינת so when does the Mishnah say that אבי ניגף מיד he has to sing for נחתם for נחתם only if he delivers the gate from the half of Bako that is לצאט חוץ לאורץ but if he should have delivers the gate from the half of Bako that is לצאט ישראל that is to שצאט ישראל so he doesn't have to say for נחתם for נחתם Behold, the Lord is shining on me shortly. Must be seen what's the Kalash of the day. Be a lack of the Hosea Pito Toy. Hi, is such a good Lord. Hi, we should be able to spoil the year of Hilo. Is it such a large spoil? Be a lack of Marshall in Trinazako. Ah, Kosher, we need all the camera. Nichmas the Lord of the Lord, all the Alpha Sisso, you will live it from out to spoil. Who came to pay the Yes of the Ako? Who Mabika, who called Okimako Adipe? Apple Bishi, the Hakom is a payroll. She asked me out to spoil. Now let's see the Gemara. Hello. The above on the base, the third line, Kintani. My sin of the Meach, which he gets with the Meach, which is where? Omer, the Choy, Hanel, the Yoko, the Meach, 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 the and who delivers a get from Farsi Soye has to say before a nechta, before a nechta. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. So nechtas before a Rabbi Loye, omalei Rabbi, valoi Farsi Soye, mulad betchum Eretz Yisroel, ukenu etzipei ho yeisa meako, utnam Rabbi Yerim meako, ki Eretz Yisroel lekitni, ואפילו רבון לא יפריגה לדרם מיהו באקו, דמיר חקי, אבו כבר סיסו, ידיד יקרבה, לוי, אומה, לוי, אומה לי, Well answered, shtake me shtake, or you have a better yours. Oh, you now should just let him come away? So Rabbi Shmuel didn't mean that he was required. So it was just an exdavid. Who is him coming? So what did Gemara say? So the Gemara says that actually, and Rabbi Shmuel himself considered, that if a Shliach delivers a get from Farsi Soye, he doesn't have to say for Nachtu for Nachtu. Even though Farsi Soye is Mitzvoret, but it's Muglaz between the Eretz Yisrael. So it's closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko. So since Rav Meir holds that even from Akko, you don't have to see from Akko. True, the Rabbon Achille can be passed by Rabbon, but Rabbon Achille can be got to Akko. But Eretz Yisrael, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko, so even the Rabbon of Rav Meir will agree that he doesn't have to say for Akko. So, Shetari has Tzikashe against Abnetam. He says, against Abnetam, Shetiniz, that when does the Mishnah say that from Akko you have to say before an Akko, before an Akko, only the Shliach will be able to get from the second half of Akko. The half of Akko, that is the Sabchutzah. But if the Shliach will be able to again, from the first half of Akko, the half of Akko, that is the Israel, so you wouldn't have to say before an Akko, before an Akko. So the Melee, so that means that in Akko we have two halves. Except for Bako, let's say Al-Sol is here, and Al-Sol is here. So this is, if Shliach delivers a gift from this Sefer Bako, so he doesn't have to say it. If he delivers a gift from this Sefer Bako, he has to say it for the Nechtu, for the Nechtu. So that means that Akko, the same city, has two halves. So the half of Akko, that is the Tzatzchutzlor, is certainly very, very close to the half of Akko that Eretz Yisrael, because half of the same city is Eretz Yisrael itself. Masheikin Bas Yisrael, that's only moved Lavitz from Eretz Yisrael. It is surrounded on three sides, or the other pshat, it's within the radius of 2,000 miles of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not part of the same city, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So what is more close to Eretz Yisrael? The half of Akko is at Chutzloret, or Bas Yisrael. Obviously, the half of Akko is at Chutzloret is closer to the half of Akko is at Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael Manesh. Is much closer to the head of Akko that is in Tzadat Yisrael than Kvas Yisrael is to Tzipele. Tzipele is only Mugle B'Sechtrum Eretz Yisrael, and here it's more than Mugle B'Sechtrum. It's included in the same city as Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, so how could Rabbi Loya say, that the Rabbonon of Reb Meir, Arun Nechilik in regard to Akko, Akko is distant, but in regard to Kvas Yisrael, which is relatively close, not, no! Akko is more relatively close than Kvas Yisrael, because the half of Akko, that is the Tzatzchutzlaret, is very, very close to the half of Akko that is Yisrael. It's more than Mugle B'Sechtrum Eretz Yisrael. It's within the same city, within the same city limit. ומה בכך, מקום לא כמעט בעדיפה, אבל כשמקביל חי קומצפירה שיעד לך את מסוער, ואיתה יחדה איתה כמון, דביר חרב ואיסור להיות לחירוס, ולתנן, אבל כי ארץ ישראל לקיפני, לקיפני לעבוד עם ליל, כל שכסור ידי מלך יתובה, עד הרב איסור יעדיפה, זה ננת הקשי, כי מסליק סנאי ומצד של חוץ בועד, דיקוסוף הכיבושיו הכי שלי כיבוש, ויעב יעץ לארץ ישראל, ואוכל לבוא אלי יעב כי מכרעב לארץ ישראל, כי בשמי כיבוש, או ידיל מוקים יעב לתומי, כי חוץ בורס דם. Now, another gemore, רפי ברב ובריס אין הבאי, אסטוודר, המיך רב לו איסורי, איזיוס לחיו זנת, and that הבאי גוב זה קורי תמנדום עד את יבשיוך את שמי כיבוש. So, the gemore is patient, that is יוס לחיו, פליסור, The mayor in the Rakhia to soil the git, the git in that present level, the git name of the mole, the coach can show you the mayor in the tomb. So, since the mayor, even the mayor, who favors that, we got the git. So, it says, the Abodi, if somebody is making an event to Akko, so then he is your Tzolecheus. So, Akko that is close is your Tzolecheus. So, Suye that is. Close, that is far away, is certainly for Hebrews. But according to Rabbi Tam, that when the Mishnah that says Akko is Yechutz Loret, has reference to the half of Akko that is Yechutz Loret. So Mele, when Rabbi Meir says that Akko is Yechutz Loret, he has reference even to the half of Akko that is Yechutz Loret. So that implies we keep in love with the way. So the head of Akko is at Chutz Loretz has a deen of Chutz Loretz and Davi Avodin. But, so what's the Raya coach to Sui in the middle of the Tube? But this Abaye is a little bit of a Kibshiyof Shmei Kibush. If Kibshiyof Shmei Kibush, so Sui is at Israel. But the head of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, it's Chutz Loretz. So why does the Lord say coach? No, he and his enemies. Akko, that is, we are dealing with the half of Akko that is in Tzatzchutzlaret.